A proposal to tax bentonite and limestone died a quick death Wednesday in the South Dakota legislature. Meanwhile, other states are making millions from those very taxes. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Senator Ryan Maher is from Isabel. His vast legislative district is in northwest South Dakota. It includes the area near Belle Fourche where bentonite is mined. Bentonite is used in dozens of things, from detergents to drilling fluid. But there's no tax on severing bentonite from the ground. There's also no severance tax on limestone, which is used in cement and other products. Some other states do tax bentonite and limestone. In Wyoming, for example, counties made $5.5 million last year taxing them both, and the state made $1.5 million. So when Maher learned that the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology in Rapid City needs money to replace its Mineral Industries building, he had an idea. Why not put a tax on bentonite and limestone? He says the revenue projection is up to $2 million per year.
This building is probably 5 years down the pipeline, and should this bill pass, they could actually start stockpiling some of this cash because the money goes into the bond redemption fund. And lo and behold, in 5 years, you might have $10 million saved up.
Opponents of the bill say mining taxes drive up the cost of road construction, home building, and other activities that use mined materials. The governor's office sent Jason Evans to testify against the bill.
You see, this is a new tax that would increase the tax burden upon South Dakotans.
Nearby states like North Dakota, Wyoming, and Montana make big tax revenues from natural resources, such as oil, natural gas, and coal. Senator Vijay Smith of Brookings wonders why South Dakota is afraid to do the same.
You know, I'm not a big fan of taxes, but you even eat Christmas. You know, those people in Wyoming, Montana, and North Dakota aren't apologizing for taxing the stuff they got.
A Senate committee rejected Maher's bill 5-2, but more than one senator thanked Maher for starting a conversation about funding the building at the School of Mines. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.